It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Home is a powerful magnet. When Dorothy tapped her shoes and intoned, "There's no place like home," in her effort to get back there, she didn't have to convince us. After her challenging adventures in the magical land of Oz, who wouldn't welcome the dull domesticity of home? And could you doubt that it was the dream of every World War II soldier to be home for Christmas, just as Bing Crosby crooned? Early September is when I'm most attuned to home and how it confers on us a sense of security that's so essential to happiness. It's the sort of understanding of which you become acutely conscious when you've been yanked out of your home by such unforgiving forces as natural disaster, war, or, in my case, terror. It's now 23 years since the surprise attacks of September 11, 2001. I had left my home across the street from the World Trade Center shortly before 8 that morning, leaving my late partner, Peter, sitting at the kitchen table. Within barely more than an hour, the raining down of burning debris and shattering of the apartment windows as a result of the plane's impacts on the Twin Towers had forced Peter to escape. Within a couple of hours, as I struggled unsuccessfully to return home, I had been enveloped in the great black dust cloud from the South Tower's collapse. Its debris rendered the apartment inaccessible and for the next 16 months uninhabitable. 23 years is a long time, and yet at this time of year, whenever a crisp, fresh morning and clear, deep blue sky evoke the morning of 9/11, I feel viscerally the sensations of that day all over again. It happened this last Sunday when the air had that feel, and I described it to Eric's visiting sister, Natalie, and her husband, Paul, as a real 9/11 day. I couldn't help but recount to them the story of the day, as I have felt compelled to narrate it periodically to many of you. The effects of those events continue to reverberate in my life. It was in one sense liberating. Having been convinced of my imminent death in the moment, I lost my fear of death and felt free to take risks in life thereafter. It was in other senses humanizing. I gained far greater empathy with the innocent victims dislocated by war in far-off places, whose suffering was now less abstract to me. I knew what it was to lose a home. And I became more bonded with my neighbors. For over 20 years, we had shared a tenant-run building in something of a state of warring factions, arising out of our different financial arrangements with the building's owner. In the common cause of saving the building from plans to wreck it and then forcing the government to clean it up so we could return, we saw what united us, cementing bonds that have endured. And then there's Turkana Farms. We had purchased the place in 2000 and finished the major renovations just a week or so prior to 9/11. We had vague expectations of doing something agricultural here. But that day more or less killed Peter's rug and Turkish travel business, the former through encasing his rug inventory in World Trade Center dust for many months, and both businesses through the public aversion after 9/11 to things Middle Eastern. Exiled from our New York home to here gave Peter the time, energy, and focus to acquire animals and develop the farm. 23 years of observation later, I'm convinced that the human impulse to make a home is not just a human, but a basic animal trait embedded in our DNA. Home is a necessary safe haven, a place we control that allows us to define how we live with those closest to us. Many of you have heard the story of the first time we had a barn fire here in the hayloft. The fire department was able to save the structure. We lost only the slate roof. But one of the firefighters had to be diverted from firefighting because somebody had to be repeatedly chasing the sheep away from the barn. The sheep were unsettled by the fire, by the arrival of fire trucks, by all the strange people they didn't know. They could have avoided all of that by going often and grazing at the far end of the field, but instead their instinct was to run to their safe place, their home, the barn. It might be dangerous, but it was home. You might think the turkeys would be less tied. What I've read says those in the wild sleep in various places over a 3-mile range, and all day my turkeys wander. Monday, as Eric and I sat in the office, I heard what I thought were happy grazing turkey chirps. Eric, whose desk faced the window, confirmed there was a whole gaggle of them just below the window, exploring the backyard. The day before, they had been at the opposite end of the sheep pasture, at the old Sawmill Road fence, where I found them in conversation with wild turkeys off in the woods across the street. Hearing of this, Steve replied, "I love when they start wandering around, those spectral explorers." But yet the turkeys, too, come home. Every evening I can depend on their assembling at the barn, waiting to be let in. For most of us, homes come in successions. My apartment was once my home. Now it's the farm. The farm was a joint creation with Peter, who died on September 12th, 6 years ago today. Now it is shared with Eric, who delights me with how he is changing it into our home together, an expression of his own homing instinct. Centuries before Elvis Presley sang it, both Pliny the Elder and Lao Tzu instructed us that home is where the heart is. Indeed.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.